Hello, this is Spotlight. I'm Dawn Sessler. Today we are going to hear from John Adolfi, who is a broker and owner of Adolfi Real Estate. And he is going to be talking to us today about roving real estate training seminars. Go ahead, John, and share your thoughts on that.
Many people who watch some of the flipping house type reality shows that are on TV, there's one in particular, is sponsoring a type of roving real estate seminar. And what they do is go from city to city, and they have representatives there that teach you how to sell real estate. It all sounds good, and it's exciting to watch people on TV make money through flipping houses on a what is considered a reality show. But the problem is, and this is from my perspective only, when I have hooked up with people that are fresh off this seminar, it doesn't go as well as they are hoping that it does. Well, first you got to understand that the seasoned real estate professional, I'm talking about not the real estate like myself, an agent, I'm talking about people who are investors. Seasoned investors do not go to these seminars, typically. It's the individual that has got this idea that maybe I can get out of this factory job, or perhaps I can finally make it big in something, or there looks like there's a lot of money to be made in real estate. So what happens is what they do is they get you to come to a free seminar. They'll advertise it on TV, all over the internet, I'm sure Facebook, and they let you know about it and you go to that. You may be there for a couple of hours. You start to bond with the people, you start to trust them. It sounds like they've got a lot of great content, and I'm not saying they don't. And then they invite you to the next level. That may be an all-day seminar for maybe $300. This is where it starts coming out of pocket. Once you get that, then you're a little bit more hooked. And again, you've probably been given really great information. But then they've got the $1,500 or $2,000 seminar that may be a weekend long. And so you go to that. Once you at that level, that's where it gets a little bit challenging in the sense that they then make it look very enticing to go the next level. And the next level is going to be either one-on-one coaching or it's going to be group coaching for a whole year. They'll either come to your particular neighborhood and spend 2 to 3 days with you for $40,000 or for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, even $50,000 for a membership. They'll sell you that on the third or fourth time interfacing with them. The problem is that the people that I've spoke with and interfaced with after they've dropped the $30,000 to $50,000 never managed to be able to do anything. And I'm sad about that. And I don't feel that that's fair, and quite honestly, and I'll be quite bold in saying this, I don't think that they really care themselves more so than you're just another number, unfortunately. And the wake is a credit card that is exhausted and this idea that perhaps they're going to be able to do it, and they don't. Rather, that money could have been spent on a real estate deal rather than the training, but I'm a huge believer in spending money on esoteric, very niche-y, specific information, as long as it's usable. The best thing that one can do is hook up with a good real estate agent, especially one that specializes in this, and then look to them for information if they have resources. And we've got a lot of those type of resources at our office.
You were talking before about this consumer report that you've brought up. So can you share with us how we can get a hold of that consumer list?
Yes, absolutely. This isn't specific to real estate seminars, but it still is applicable. It's my report titled The 7 Warning Signs of an Untrustworthy Real Estate Agent. And in there, I've got some information that at least when you're interfacing with somebody in the profession, it shows whether or not they are trustworthy or not, or they potentially will be trustworthy or not. And back to the seminars, I would just sit there and say that if you do go to one, just be on guard. That's all I can say. I have a report titled The 7 Warning Signs of an Untrustworthy Real Estate Agent. Now, even though these aren't necessarily real estate agents at these seminars, it's still a good guide because it gives you a sense of how you can or can you trust based on these several characteristics of a relationship and the way people are acting or interacting with each other. You can definitely get a hold of us at our office, Adolfi Real Estate, at 315-695-6434, or you can email me, john@adolfi.com.
We just heard from John Adolfi, who is a broker and owner of Adolfi Real Estate. I am Dawn Sessler for Spotlight.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill Network staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email spotlight at MorrisHillNetwork.org, or mail to Spotlight in care of the Morris Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's M-A-K-Y-E-S Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.